This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand tonight, just thanking you and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides me, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious fathers, we get out of the way that you may have your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. So, anoint your lips of clay. Crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the name of Jesus. So, pray the people's heart to see thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forward. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We bind up all technical difficulties here tonight in Jesus' precious and holy name. Pray the people's heart tonight, Lord, receive that word in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful that we're still here in the land of the living. And Father, I thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, and also 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. And the word of God reads in 1 Peter 2, verse 9 and 10. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. In 1 Peter 3, verse 15, it says, but sanctify the Lord your God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer, a defense to every man that asketh thee a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord help as a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, there is power in our testimony. There is power in our testimony. Yes, here we see in 1 John 5, verse 10, the clause of the verse, it says, he that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. Child of God, your testimony is a story of your encounter with God and what role he has played throughout your life. I'm going to say that again. Believer of Christ, your testimony is the story of your encounter with God and what role he has played throughout your life. So, beloved, be determined to stand for the Lord, regardless of the cost, for his glory and honor. Remember, there is a cost for living for Christ. Child of God, sharing your testimony with others is a must for all Christians in 2021. Remember, there's always, and only God can turn your mess into a message. Only God can turn your test or trial into a testimony. Only God can turn a victim into a victory. As believers in Christ, testimonies is not only the things that we say, it is also the way that we live our life, especially around unbelievers as well. Brothers and sisters in Christ, your testimony is the key that can unlock someone else's prison. And only God can turn mess into a message, a test into a testimony, a trial into a triumph, and a victim into a victory. Being mindful of this always, believers of Christ, the unbelieving world need to see our testimony lived out on a daily basis, because it just may point them to the Lord and Savior of our life, which is Jesus Christ. We, as believers in Christ, children of God, don't allow sin to go unconfessed in your life, because it can dim God's light and hinder the effectiveness of a life's testimony. Bible says in the book of Psalms 66, verse 16, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. There is power in your personal testimony. You see, your testimony is a powerful tool used for evangelism. Remember what 1 Peter 2, verse 9 and 10 said. But ye are a chosen generation. We are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people that should show forth the praises of him who have called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which has not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. You see, God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Yes, the Bible says in 1 Peter 3 and 15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer, a defense to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you. Do it with meekness and with the fear of the Lord. Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Child of God, if you are a Christian, your testimony, which is the story of how God stepped in and changed you through his son, Jesus Christ, it is a direct reflection of the undisputable life-changing power of the gospel. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this is there to be repeated, that you as a Christian, your testimony, which is the story of how God stepped in and changed you through his son, Jesus Christ. It is a direct reflection of the indisputable life-changing power of the gospel. You see, the gospel is good news. The gospel that we talk about is the gospel that has the ability to change one's life. You see, your testimony is the most effective tool in your evangelist toolbox that deals with evangelism. Beloved, true Christian disciples want to tell others about Christ, about the goodness of the Lord, because your testimony is powerful. Testimony is a powerful tool used for sharing Jesus with the world. Testimony, according to Webster Dictionary, it defines testimony as an open acknowledgement or a public profession of religious experience. Testimony. People of God, as believers in Christ, we are called to build up one another within the body of Christ. Child of God, as you share the ways that God has provided for you and have been present in your life, you are building your faith muscles as well as the faith in those around you. There's power in your testimony. You see, our testimonies brings confirmation to the hearts of those who are struggling to make ends meet. Also, the power of your testimony encourages those who are seeking God with their soul, but have not committed yet. Bible says in 2 Timothy 1, verse 8, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God." Here the Apostle Paul is encouraging Timothy. He says, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner." Paul knew that he was going to be placed in prison. But he was encouraging Timothy, a young preacher, that was dealing with folks in the church, dealing with those that were sort of trying to dilute the gospel. Paul reminded him, he said, "Don't be ashamed of your testimony of giving your life to Christ. Or don't be ashamed of me in prison. But be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God." Believers in Christ, living for the Lord in these times, trying times that we are living in, it will be very, very demanding of you to take a stand for righteousness' sake. We, like Jesus, set the example for us. So we, like Jesus, has to be willing to suffer affliction for the gospel's sake. And let the power of God be revealed in us and through us. Bible says in the book of Isaiah 40 and 31. But those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. So, believer of Christ, we should never be ashamed to share the good news and the good things that God has done and is doing in our lives. While it is sometimes challenging, these things are exciting, and we should share them with those within our social circle in life, as well as those in the world, because there's power in your testimony. Beloved, as disciples, our words, our actions, and our lives should be surrendered for the purpose of heaven. Yes, child of God, as we continue to surrender and align ourselves with God's will, he will manifest his power within our lives. So sharing your testimony, it connects you with others. Believer in Christ, as soon as you open your life, your testimony to others, it shows your scars that are brought to the level of struggling people. But our testimony is powerful. It is what we can use to break the ice while we are evangelizing, telling people how good God is and how, what the Lord has done for us on a personal level. So, beloved, only at that level do you have real opportunities to heal the brokenhearted. Child of God, sharing your testimony, it raises you above the influence of your past. That's why we have to have a determination to, first of all, to live for Christ. Second of all, not to look back, but to keep on going forward, putting our focus on the Lord, the author and finisher of our faith. Word of God says, once we put our hand to the plow, and if we look back, we are not fit for the kingdom of God. In the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11, it says, and they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Beloved, this is talking about the crucified life, the life that we gave when we gave our life to Christ. As children of the Most High God, if your past is completely nailed to Christ's cross and covered by his blood, then there is no reason for shame or embarrassment. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening. As born-again believers of Christ, if your past is completely nailed to Christ's cross and is covered by his blood, then there is now no reason for shame or embarrassment. Because child of God, sharing your testimony, it releases hope to a dying world, to those that are looking for hope, maybe living in hopeless situation. Coming to Jesus is a priority that we should do on a daily basis. Yes, we are in 21. Yes, we are in a pandemic, but God is still in the soul saving business. God is still the one that sits high and look low. He still knows us by name, the very hairs on our head. He neither slumber nor sleep. Again, we are reminded in 1 Peter 2, verse 9. The eighth clause of the verse says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Yes, beloved, there's power in your testimony. You see, every believer in Christ can share that testimony with others. In the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Beloved, it is simply, if you want to have a powerful testimony, and if you want others to hear your story, nothing will ruin your testimony more quickly when you are not living for God. When you are not living for God, you are in a fallen state. You are out of alignment of what God intended for you to be. Bible says to the born-again believer of Christ, if we fall short, 1 John 1:9 says that we confess our sin, he's faithful and just, forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So child of God, if you won't people to listen to what you have to say about the Lord, you must live a life that reveals that he is real. You must live a life that is right in God's eyesight. You see, your walk must be in line with your talk. In other words, your video must line up with your audio. So people of God, our flesh will always give us trouble when it comes to our witness for the Lord. Because there's a spiritual warfare taking place within us. Bible says, now there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who live according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. So usually it is really tough to do the right thing when everyone around us is expecting us to do the wrong thing. But you must make a quality decision on your part to live a life that is pleasing to God, to live a life that is a witness to those around us, those that is watching our lives very carefully, those that are listening to us when we go around saying that we are a Christian, when we carry that type of labor upon our lives. We must be willing to carry the weight that goes with it. Bible says in the book of Galatians 6, verse 12, as many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they try to compel, constrain themselves to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. This verse of scriptures tells us that some people do not want to do what is right because they are afraid of persecution. They are afraid of what others would say or what others would do to them. Child of God, when you take a stand for Jesus, there will be those who will not like it, whether in the family, whether family, friends, or in the community. But as a born-again believer, your mind has to be made up. Your heart has to be fixed. That the world is behind me and the cross is before me. You see, as a believer in Christ, you cannot worry about the crowd when it comes to sharing your testimony. When you, as a follower of Christ, allow God to work in your life, you find the true source of power in your personal witness. Beloved, most people in this world, in 2020, 2021, they ignore God's purpose for their lives. You see, the crowd usually follows the easier way and not the best way. God calls for us to do good. He calls for us to be the light in the world. He calls for us to be the salt of the earth. For believer in Christ, we must determine that whatever we do, we will do it good and godly in a way that is pleasing to God. Bible says in Psalms 34 and 14, depart from evil and do good and pursue it. Remember, there is power in your testimony. Yes, beloved, there is power in your testimony. Even here, in uncertain
times. I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
While yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live for real.
Live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
I hear you talk about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real.
there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. There's power in your testimony. Your testimony needs to be shared so that others may hear. We don't hardly hear about testimony services anymore, even in the body of Christ in the church. It is needed, though, for exhortation and encouragement for one another. There may be people may be in caught up in some type of bondage or caught up in being tangled up, tied up in the things of the world and don't know how to break free. Well, through your testimony, through what God has done in your life, it will give them encouragement, especially now in the times that we are living in. So we just thank God for those that took the time out tonight to listen in and for those that will be listening at a later date. We just come in complete agreement with each and every one of you according to God's will for your life. That whatever you are believing God for, that based on the word of God that says, if any two of us come in agreement as touching anything on earth, it'll be done by our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. And we are grateful tonight for God is still in the miracle working business. He still sits high and look low. He still knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Nothing takes God by surprise. We get surprised when unexpected things happen in our lives. But I'll stop by tonight to encourage you to share your testimony. As a born-again believer, people all around us that we cross paths with on a daily basis, they are watching our lives to see how we'll stand in times of trouble. We as born-again believers of Christ have to always remember that we are not immune to trouble. Trouble will find you wherever you are. And it'll come unexpected when you least expect it. So there's power in your testimony. Keep believing God for a change to happen. Keep trusting Him in everything that you say and do. Because He is faithful. Even when we are not faithful, God is still a faithful God. Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. All of your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. So people of God, your focus on the cross. In the book of Galatians chapter 14, it says, but God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. This is the Apostle Paul bringing words of encouragement to the church, Galatians, as a church. And he's telling them that all praise and glory goes to God. Because Jesus is our set example. He is the one that stood, that's standing in the gap for us. He is the one that took upon himself the sins of the world, placed it upon his shoulders and nailed it to an old rugged cross, drug it all the way to Calvary Calvary's Hill and shed his blood for the remission of our sins. So, beloved, it is about what Jesus did and not about us. Sometimes people begin to think that they are the ones responsible for their salvation. Nothing can be further from the truth. See, the Bible says in the book of Timothy, if you're in the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 5, not by words, by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to God's mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, if we are saved today, it is not because we were good. It is not because we are working or walking the straight and narrow path. It is only because of what Jesus did for us on Calvary. Yes, believer in Christ, if you want a powerful witness, we must focus on the power, which is God's power, Holy Ghost power, because there is power in your testimony as we walk in obedience to what the Word of God says. Once we gave our life to Christ, Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are past. Behold, all things are become new. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. Child of God, you must realize that there has been a transformation that has taken place in your life. Bible says in Romans 12:1-2. Brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what the perfect will of God is for your life. So, beloved, when a person by faith accepts the finished work of Jesus Christ as an atonement for their sins, they are born again on a spiritual level. At that very moment, you begin a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. So, beloved, at that moment, you are given a new life. And you have become a new creature, a new person. Again, we are reminded that 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, or anew. Believers of Christ, it is not about what we have done, but it is all about what God has done. Child of God, realize that ye are no longer the man or woman that you used to be. Now you are a child of God. The Bible says, now you are a child of God. the word of God says in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 11. Likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Yes, there is power in your testimony. Beloved, your testimony will never be what it needs to be until you realize that you are no longer what you used to be. Yes, you have been renewed. You have been placed back in right standing with God. You have experienced the born again spiritual birth on a spiritual basis. So you are a new creature in Christ. And you need to start living on a daily basis. Because, child of God, living for Christ, it requires you to suffer at times. Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Persecution might be physical suffering, like the Apostle Paul had to endure. You know, the Apostle Paul, the one that approached the Lord three different times for the infirmity that he was suffering with. He approached the Lord three different times. And on the third time, the Lord told him, he said, my strength will help you to endure. Bible says that for us to declare and to confess, when we are weak, he is strong. We as human beings will get weak. We will get to the point where our strength will get weak. But again, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah 40, verse 31, that he that wait on the Lord, he shall be renewed. He shall mount up with wings as eagles. He shall run and not be weary. He shall walk and not faint. Yes, beloved, part of persecution for a child of God, it may happen by being ridiculed, family, your friends. It could mean for you being a believer on your job. You may have to face discrimination on your job or in your community for the stand that you took for Christ. As a born-again believer, sometimes people will misunderstand you and your motives. People will question your intelligence. But believer in Christ, remember, the word of God that he said in John 16, verse 33, things I have spoken unto you, that in me you shall have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. This is Jesus speaking through the word of God. We know that the word of God will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will stand. Bible says that the Lord goes to and fro looking to see if there's anyone that dares to believe his word and stand in the gap and intercede for all mankind. Yes, we need to pray in an hour like never before. Everywhere that we turned there's bad news. Social media, the radio, television. Even when we encounter different folks during our daily walk with Christ, we as born-again believers have the hope within us. So we must be willing to share with others and let them know how good God is. That being a Christian is not a dull life, but it's a life of excitement. It's a life of oneness. It's a joyful life. Even though we go through trials and tribulation, even though it may be challenging, it is still a life worth fighting for. So beloved, the world needs Christians. The world needs to see Christians who will not be afraid to live their faith and is willing to share their testimony with others. Yes, the Lord said in the book of Matthew 28 verses 19 and 20, Jesus gave his disciples instruction. And we as followers of Christ have been given instruction in 2021. For us to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. This is the great commission that have been given to the apostles, disciples of Christ. And it's also been given to us as born-again believers, for us to continue throughout our Christian lives here on earth, to go beyond the four walls of a building, of our houses, and go into the byways and the highways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If we abide in the vine, we as the branches abide in him, which is Jesus, we shall go forth in power. We shall go forth of knowing that Jesus said, I'll never leave you. God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So believers of Christ, we will not be able to do that unless we as followers of Christ, realize the power and the importance of sharing our testimony. Remember this always, my brothers and sisters in Christ. There is power in your testimony. Yes, beloved, do good and keep your focus on the cross, realizing that we are not the same. And be willing to suffer for the Lord. So, beloved, for each of us who are believers in Christ, we need to realize the impact that we can have for the cause of Christ through our personal testimony. So be determined to stand for Christ, regardless of the cost, for his glory and for his honor. Yes, the Bible says, again, right here, in 1 John 5, verse 10, the eighth clause of the verse says, he that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. So, child of God, sharing your testimony with others is a must for all Christians. Remember this always, that only God can turn your mess into a message, your test into a testimony, your trial into a triumph. Only God can turn a victim into a victory. So believers of Christ, be mindful of this, that the unbelieving world needs to see our testimony lived out in 2021 on a daily basis, because it is just a point. It is just capable of pointing them to the Savior. Beloved, allowing sin to go unconfessed in a child of God's life, it condemns God's light and hinders the effectiveness of a life's godly life testimony. Again, here in the book of Psalm 66, verse 16, the word of God says, come in here, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. Yes, child of God, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. So sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer in defense to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and with fear. Child of God, let your testimony be used mightily for the glory of God. Remember, if you are a Christian, your testimony, which is the story of how God stepped in and changed you through his son, Jesus Christ, it is a direct reflection of the undisputable life-changing power of the gospel. Your testimony, your personal testimony, is the most effective tool in your evangelism toolbox. Let your testimony be heard with others around the community, in your life, in your family, around family and friends, and throughout the world. There is power in your testimony. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we bring this teaching to a close tonight, we are thankful and grateful for everything that you have done and is doing at this time in life. We are so grateful and thankful that your word will not return to you, Lord, that the word of God will stand when heaven and earth shall pass away. Your word will stood the test of time. It have stood, hallelujah, when others tried to destroy it. God, your word is powerful, more powerful than a two-edged sword, piercing down to the soul and marrow of the heart. We are grateful and thankful for you intervening in lives that needs to be changed at this hour, in lives that are lost. Bible says there may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. This is the hour to get right with God. This is the hour to reconnect with the one that have formed you, have created you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one that has all power in his hand. If that's you tonight, and the word of God have touched your heart. Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just a matter of you coming to that place and totally surrendering all to God. Repenting of your sin. Letting God know how sorry you are for the life that you have lived, and you are ready to change, to make a change in your life. You are sincere about coming to him. Where it says in Romans 10:9-10, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, for which your heart you believe on to righteousness, and which your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We thank God again tonight for the word. We thank God for salvation. We thank God for you tonight. May God smile upon you and grant to you the answer to your prayers according to his timetable, according to his will, even during this pandemic. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. If you would like to get in contact with us, you can reach us at Busted Loose and Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, if you would like to get in contact with us, God places upon your heart to share a seed offering or send us what is there that you want us to talk about. You can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Have a blessed night. God's will and Jesus tarry until we meet again on Friday. Have us pray for us and we pray for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.